Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I want to take this opportunity to invite you to join our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Avon Motivational Radio Show. And also, I would like you to invite members of your team, whether it's your upline or your downline, to also join our Facebook page. And also invite them to listen to the show. If you've been following the show, you know that every first Monday is me, Patricia McDowell, talking about selling Avon products to the beauty professional. The second week is our roundtable discussion, and the third week is our business opportunity. So if you're not certain how to recruit, you know, we give you ideas on how to recruit during that time, and that's and if you're uncertain, this may be a great time to invite members of your of prospective Avon representative to tune in to that particular show. And then we have the fourth week, which is today, and we have Skincare by Gia. And so Gia's on, so let me plug her in. And hi, Gia, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hi, Pat, how are you?
I'm still trying to catch up on my vacation. I tell you, it was too much partying. That's all I can say.
I hear you. Back, I mean, I don't know where everybody else is, but in New York, it is cold.
Oh my God! I can't believe it. It is unbelievable. What can you do? Right? What can you do?
I hear you.
So I'm excited. You know, so a lot of exciting things are happening with Avon.
Yes.
You know, one with skincare. I think this dog likes to bark on him on the phone. So we were just going to ignore him. But one of the things one of the catalogs coming up was that they're promoting the cellulite products as well, which is very good. That's just in time for the summer. So I know coming soon will be some new makeup for people of color. So I don't know what you have planned to talk about today, but I'm excited to hear.
Well, I've been trying to get out there on social media, and it doesn't make a difference how old you are, but if you get out there on social media, bear with me a moment. Can you hear me clearly, Pat?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm gonna put myself on mute, and my dog is gonna keep barking. Okay, good.
Okay, I understood. So, if anybody's out there on social media, I'm sure that they've heard a lot of things about the new cellulite gel that Avon has out. And I don't know whether there are clients or customers on the line here or just representatives. I'm hopefully, and most of the time, there's a set of both. So right now, on our campaign four order, campaign four front cover, is what they talk about, what's called smooth moves, which is this bye-bye cellulite. So if you're on social media, I am sure. I don't know if any of you have heard of Jamela Jamel. I'm sure a lot of you have. She is on Netflix, and there's in the series with Netflix called The Good Place. Well, last week she called out Avon, new Avon, because she has a lot. She does a lot with body people having how they look at their body, how women look at their body, And she called out Avon based on the fact that she saw on page 2 of our campaign 4 book, it says, dimples are cute on your face, not on your thighs. Hashtag naked proof. Well, she called them out. And she said that, you know, it's a shaming ad, that there are a lot of women, and that they're not, there's no one that she knows that doesn't have some sort of dimples on their body. And she called them out. She called out Avon and saying that it was not positive, giving positivity to women, and this whole thing, and about, you know, she's very much for body positive. So all I know is that she called them out, and Avon responded. New Avon responded and said, we're sorry. They actually said, we're sorry. They said, and I'm going to quote, we messed up on our Smooth Move Naked Proof messaging. We want to let you know that we are working diligently to remove this message from our marketing materials moving forward. Again, we sincerely apologize and want to let you know that we're on it. We love our community of women. Why I'm saying this right now is that if you're an Avon representative, if you've used Avon for years and years and years, what I love about this company is that no matter what they may say and how they say it, and to be honest with you, when I first read this, I don't know about Pat, but when I read it and it says dimples are cute on your face but not on your thighs, I said, wow, I said, yeah, that I agree, that's true. I didn't take it any particular way is that it was body shaming. But I got to understand another viewpoint, which is that there are women out there that are very, very insecure about their bodies, and this is not going to make them feel better about their bodies. And Avon realized that there are women out there. So they took the high road of apologizing and saying, you know, okay, we get it. So I just want to bring out there before I say anything else, whether you've heard the story or not, she's this woman, Jamel. I see her on Twitter. She's all over on Twitter. She's on Instagram. She's on she's very big out there, especially on women and their body image. So when she wrote out and called out Avon, I was very surprised, but it gave me another aspect of looking at things. And I did, like I said, I love the fact that this company came out and said, we get it. We get it. And we apologize to those women that took it that way. That's not how they were meant to take it, and they understand, and they're sorry. So I just want to bring that up and clear that up right away, because my second thing is, I have ordered this. I have not gotten mine yet. And I'll tell you something that I truly believe. This thing is called Smooth Moves, and it says that 90%, it says 90% of women saw improvement in 4 weeks, dramatically reducing the look of even the most persistent cellulite. And I'm sure Pat is going to tell you the same thing that I'm going to tell you. Cellulite, anything that has to do with your body, anything that has to do with your skincare, it has a lot to do with your environment. It has a lot to do with your genetics. And anything that you're using a topical on your skin is going to help to make things better. Will it cure things? I don't think so. Will it make you feel better if you start putting it on and it looks better? I truly believe yes. If you're not eating right and you're going to use this, do you think it's going to work? Probably not. So it's a combination of different things that you need to try and do on your body if you want your body or your skin to look good. And I know Pat will say that cleansing it regularly, eating the right kind of foods in your that's going to affect your skin. There's so many different whether you're exercising, whether you're moving around. All of these things affect your skin. So if you're going to try the Smooth Moves, and I'm going to tell you, I highly recommend it, because there are so many other products out there. Like I say, Avon comes out with products that there are so many other companies name brand companies that come up with products that are 10 times as much money as Avon. And Avon has very good products that does the same thing. So it's worth a try to see whether you like it and see whether it works. But you can't take and put this on your skin and don't do anything else besides put it on and think that it's going to be a magic potion. It's not that. And so what I'm saying is I'm going to try it. I'm waiting for mine to come in. And I'm going to see how it works on me. I do have cellulite. I don't know too many women that I know, no matter what the age group, that may not have cellulite or those dimples. And I'm not going to body shame anybody because I do believe that I want to take and try the product, and I do believe that that Avon has good products that work. And the things that they use in it, they are definitely always there trying to up their game and to stay on top of whatever is the latest ingredients or things that can be used to help the body and also to help women. So I haven't tried it yet. I don't know if Pat has tried it yet, but that's on the Smooth Moves. Then they have the Affirm Yourself.
No, I haven't used, which I haven't tried it yet either.
You haven't tried it yet? So,
no, not yet.
So what do you, Pat, what do you think about this, the body shaming part, and that the, where it says dimples are cute on your face, not on your thighs, and that the fact that this movie star came out and said what she said, and that Avon apologized?
You know, we have to be very, very careful about the things that we say. And, and it's unfortunate. Avon should. I'm really kind of surprised because usually, you know, marketing things are usually run by a team, and the team usually, you know, marketing team. And before, and you know, they try to see if there's any buzzwords that will, you know, make a red flag. And but I'm glad to see that Avon owned up to their mistake and apologized and said that they will do something different. So this is the type of company that we work with. They're on it.
That's, you know what? That is so true. I, you know, and also Jamela said, she said, you know, that, listen, this is what they said. She put it out there and said they apologize in what they said. So, you know, I do like that. I do get it though, but I like that they did that. So they have that. They have the Affirm Yourself, which is for the firmness, for the abdomen and the hip area. And they have the one for the stretch marks also, which is called End of the Line. And like I said, I'm going to try these. But as I said before, and I know Pat's an esthetician, so I know she agrees. This is not a one-all cure, all going to make it work for you, your stretch marks, your cellulite, your sagging skin. It's not. If you're not eating right, if you're not exercising, if you're not doing other things beside whatever genetic makeup you have, meaning your body and your genes, it's not going to work. So don't bother then. I'm being honest with you. I've talked to clients and customers of mine, and the ones that care about themselves and want to take and make their body look better and feel better about it are willing to try a product, but they're not only doing the product alone. They're doing other things. They're eating right. They're moisturizing their skin, especially when it's cold out. They're putting sunscreen on because they know that that's not good to be out in the sun if you're in a warm climate or going on vacation. If you're going to the gym, what I love doing, and I don't know for other representatives that are out there, but I've been going to the gym. I started going back to the gym in November, and I leave products out. I leave samples with my name and information on the back, and I leave it with books at my gym because I asked my gym, and they said, yes, I could do that, and I do leave it out. And all the samples that, which I love about Avon, are dated, so they know there's an expiration date on it. It tells you how to use it. And if you stamp it and put your information on the back of the card that the sample's on or that the book is on, and I'll tell you, I've had people call me, you know, because they've tried it. Now, I'm just saying this because
But I got to give you a funny story.
Okay, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
I put my books out in the community, the other day. And a woman called me, and when she called, she said, "Is this Pat?" And I said, "Yeah." She knew me. And she said, "I picked up one of your books." So you never know who's going to pick it up.
That's right. It's so true. You just never know. That is so true. So, I mean, I've had some people call me. I'm glad they called. They asked certain questions, you know, about their skin and how something works. And, you know, I find that is the way that you're going to take and spread the information and the word. Because if you're out there and you're using things on your face, and there are so many different products out there, and so many people selling different products, but if you have someone that's willing to try a product, and then they call you back, and then you discuss it, and then you find out how it works, and you find out, did it work for them, and they say, "Oh, my God, I really love it. I like how it feels on my skin." Let me tell you something. I learned this from Pat, and I learned it from other people, but Pat is perfect when she says this. You can't show the wrong person the wrong thing at the wrong time, because there's no such thing. When someone's ready to hear what you have to say, or that they come back and they like something that they saw that you have, or that they want to talk with you about it, they'll talk with you. You'll find them. You'll connect, and it will happen. Anybody out there that says something like, I was leaving my books in a couple samples out at the gym, and this one woman said, Avon's still around? I didn't even know they were around anymore. And I said, "Oh, yeah, they're around." She says, "I use Mary Kay. They work." I said, "Good for you." I said, "I'm glad." I said, "Anything that works for anybody is what they should use." I said, "I'm very happy for you." And I smiled. She looked at me very odd, like she was waiting for me to down her or say something bad about Mary Kay. I'm not about that. And you shouldn't be about that either. We're looking for people that love Avon or are willing to try something new. So take your book that has the cellulite cream and the smooth moves in it and the affirm yourself. Try it. And if you're trying it and you could say or talk or you're telling someone, "I just tried this thing and it really works for me. You know, are you willing to try it? Would you like to try it?" Or, if someone says, "Wow, your skin looks good," or you're at the gym and they see you putting the cream on while you're at the gym, and and they say, "Oh, what is that?" That's going to create curiosity. By creating curiosity, you can also get customers that way, because they see you using something new and they're willing to try something new and see if it works for them. So, that's just another viewpoint. I know that Avon also had in their campaign 3 book, which we didn't get to talk so much about, which was the retinol, the line eraser, and I love this product. I'm starting to get right around my jawline, those little wrinkles that they're getting like permanent lines, and I've just started noticing it. And I'm not saying this just to say this, because I only use it right there. I see that they look like they're getting less. And I've been using it now for about 2 months. So I'm just saying that if you're using a product and you use it consistently and it feels good, there's nothing that anybody could tell you that says it's not going to work. I know when I go to the gym, I carry my samples or I carry out my bottles, my body lotions, my body creams. I don't use the gym products. I like using my products because I love how they smell and how they make me feel. I even love when I come out from the gym. I'm not one of those persons where after you take a shower, I usually go to the class at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not one of those people that come out with no clothes on and stand there and start putting stuff on. I don't. But I do take and come out with my towel on, and I'll start putting my lotions on, or my skin's so soft. And I'm just like, I feel so good while I'm putting it on. I've had people come over to me and say, "Wow, what are you using? It looks like you really that you really like that." I said, "I just love the way it smells. I mean, and then it just makes my skin feel good." So all those little things is creating curiosity with people. And then it's not a lie. I mean, it's what I use and what I use every single day and what I love. So sharing that out with other people is what's going to get people to ask you questions about it, where you don't have to say, "Oh, I have a new cream. Would you like to try it?" You could say, I'm using something amazing right now. Let me just show you what it looks like. And I've done that. Listen, I have done this at my job. Come in and said, oh, my gosh, oh, just smell it. Smell, smell, smell. And they're like, what is that? I said, oh, it's my new skincare that I'm using. Oh, I just love how it smells on me and my skin, how it feels. And they're like, oh, what are you using? I am not kidding. I love the way my skin feels on me when I use my Avon product. So share that out. And when you take and do that and create the curiosity, it's going to make people ask questions about it. I know that some people go out onto social media and they put the ads out and say, you know, this is what I have. This is, you know, what I'm using for my skin. And they're not getting responses. And then they take and they're selling it. And people are not responding it or liking it. Well, I'll tell you another thing. If you're taking in, let's say you're trying to make to get money together to go for the convention, if you want to take and thinking about doing a fundraiser and it's for something that you're, you know, saving money up for, or you want to help a group out with, there's no reason why you can't inbox people or say that I need a favor, or I'm trying to get this goal and I could use the help. People will help you better than if you're trying to sell to them. And that's another thing that that I wanted to mention. We have, I mean, it's kind of late right now, but we have Valentine's Day coming up. Do you know a group that might want to take and do something for Valentine's Day? It's kind of late right now, but maybe you want to plan that group and say, listen, it's maybe a little bit too late to do something for Valentine's Day, but maybe we could do something for Easter. And you'll be surprised, even if you talk about skincare, it doesn't even have to be. And now we can do it through the book, and we can do it online. But if you're not out there talking about what you love and what works for you on your skin, then you're not really doing the business. And Pat will tell you that. I learned that from Pat. You have to be out there. You have to. How many times do you have a book in your pocket if you're a representative? How many times do you have a sample on you that you can whip out and show someone? Or you say, listen, I think you might be able to, you might like this. Here, can I give this to you? And can I check back with you in a week? This is all the different things that are going to help other people. And you are looking to find that person that's in the, like Pat has said, there's never a wrong person that's in the right place at the right time. It's not. It's the right person. And all you're looking are for those right people. All the negative people, all the people that are against it, all the people that might say something bad about it, you don't want to hear what they have to say. It's like, okay, they're fine where they are. Like they say, I don't know, in New York, how many millions of people are there? How many hundreds of thousands of people in your community? How many people do you got when you walk out the door? Count when you walk out the door. How many people do you see that you say good morning to, hello to, from the time you walk out your door in the morning to the time you come back at night? Those are potential people that you can take and show what you do, either the business opportunity, or because this is like January, the month everybody got their bills and realized like we charged too much more than what we should have charged, and they could use maybe another way of getting a little bit of extra income. Or this is a time where people, this is very cold in the north right now, or whatever part of the country you are, and people always want to take and make sure their skin looks good, and it might be something that you could show them what maybe they, you know, want to willing to try something new. Maybe they're feeling, that's another thing, when people feel down about that they've done something wrong, or that they shouldn't have done something, or they splurged too much, they're willing to take and try something else new that's less expensive. And this could be the perfect timing, too, with your Avon business to come out and talk to them about it. All these different things should be on your mind. And what I like doing is in the morning, I get up very early. I have a five-minute journal. And I take 5 minutes to write things down in my journal. And I write them down in my journal. One of the things is to list three things that you're grateful for from the night before. I put that in my journal. And I tell myself I want to talk to five people about my business every day. And that's in my mind, and I write that down in the morning. So from the time I leave in the morning, I try to find people I can talk to, whether it's coworkers, whether it's people I just meet in an elevator and say hello to, and you see it's just you and a woman in an elevator, and you start a conversation up, or wherever, but I try to say to myself, and I've done this since the beginning of January, how many people I can talk to a day. I try to make it five, about my business or something about Avon. And I find that that's helping me with getting new customers. It's helping me with my skincare and talking about my skincare, because like we all know, when you're talking even about your Avon business, the money's in the skincare. The book has a lot of different things in it, but the money is in the skincare. That's where you're going to get your repeat customers. And going through that list that you have on that you have in your back office of your customers, and you know, this is a perfect time. You say it's the beginning of the year. Update their information. Just want to update your information and make sure I have all your correct information. One thing I'm trying to do this year is I'm going to start sending out books to some of my customers that are not close by, and have a list of a certain amount of customers that I'm mailing my book out as with a mailer. And I think that's going to help my business also. So all these different things, and the reason why this show is here and around, is to help you with your business. And if you're not in Avon and you're interested, whoever told you to come and to listen to this, please go back to them and talk to them and say, hey, I'm interested in starting with Avon. If you did not have someone who mentioned this and you're just here and you're not sure, contact Pat, who's in charge of this radio show, which she has been doing for so many years, and she can help you out. I would also say that if you're a representative and you need help, Pat has always been open to answer any questions that you might have, and some of the other shows that can talk about other things that coaching and anything else you might need to help your business get to the next level. But if you're interested, if you want to make a change in your life, if you want to take and do something that you love, this is it. This is it for me. I love Avon. I have not paid for my own Avon since I started with Avon, because with my Avon money that I make, it pays for my products and my skincare. So I love Avon. I think very highly of the company. I'm so proud of the company to pull back and be able to say, we're sorry, because I'll tell you, companies will ever say, I'm sorry, and we know that. We all know that, and yet they were able to do that and take it and say, we understand. So that's all I had to say for tonight. I hope that someone got something out of this that's going to help them take their business to the next level, or do something that will help them to increase their business and their sales. Pat, that's it for me.
Well, thank you so much for that, Gillian. I just wanted to add one thing that you had said about the book that has, even though, you know, I don't care if you have extra books, even the books are old. The cover, the one with the cover, the lady I'm talking about, the cellulite. If you're at a gym or a health club or whatever, I would leave a couple of them on the bench, because that's going because that picture is going to attract someone. Someone's gonna pick that up, I guarantee you.
Yes. So, well, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because I also agree with you. Even if you have old books, bring them with you and leave them out places. Because, Pat, how many times have you said that, and I agree with you, that you've gone out to places and left books, and people come back with an old book saying, I saw your book, and I want to order something.
And I have to tell you, you know, a lot of times the price is not that different. It really is, unless they buy something like jewelry. The jewelry may vary, but usually the prices are almost pretty much the same, and if it's not, it's a little bit off. It's not a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so don't be afraid to put out those old books.
Yep, I agree. I mean, I've gotten customers from old books. I never throw away books. Never.
Nor do I. Nor do I.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's good. So I guess we're done. I'm trying to think. Next week is a new month. Where did time go? I mean, where did the time really? So with that being said, next week would be me talking about selling Avon to the beauty professional. So hope you all tune in. And I haven't said this in a long time. If you miss this broadcast, you could always go back and listen to this broadcast and ones that we had in the past. You know, that's not a problem. Okay, so with that, Gillen and everyone, have a good week. Make it happen. I think our orders went in this week. I'm so confused.
Yes.
It did. You still have time. It doesn't update until Tuesday, I think noon, so you can still have time to place your order. So with that, everybody, have a good week. Talk to you soon. Good night, Gillen.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.